Hello and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay Series. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape and this is Freedom Essay 60. The world-destroying crime of ships at sea pocketing the win by Jeremy Griffith, 2018. This essay also appears as FAQ 1.18. Firstly, I need to explain people who I describe in my books as ships at sea. These are individuals who, as it were, bravely refused to pull into port and resign themselves to adopting denial when the storms of agonizing confrontation with the issue of the human condition occurred out at sea during their adolescence. The process of resignation to living in denial of the human condition that almost all adolescents have had to go through is explained in Freedom Essay 30. As is explained in that essay, ships at sea are individuals who chose honest madness over alienated stability. The significance of ships at sea in this essay is that having not adopted denial of the issue of the human condition, they have no difficulty reading about or listening to explanation of the human condition. In paragraph 594 of Freedom, I described how the prophet Daniel said that the people who know their God, those who can most easily cope with the truth about the human condition, which, as I explained in Freedom Essay 30 and paragraph 1209 of Freedom, are what I term unresigned ships at sea, will firmly resist those who want to stay in Plato's cave of denial. And in paragraph 1186 of Freedom, I refer to Christ's similar statements that the meek, the more innocent, especially the few who are mostly secure enough to avoid resignation, which are ships at sea, inherit the earth. They have to lead humanity home to the human condition free world, and that many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. Which also means that those who are most bewildered by the resigned world, which are unresigned human condition confronting, not avoiding ships at sea, have been the last in the sense of finding it hardest to cope with and operate in the crazy resigned world, but will now become first in the sense of being the most easily able to hear the denial-free truth that has arrived and as a result have to lead humanity home to the human condition understood and reconciled new world. To appreciate this inability of unresigned ships at sea to fathom the mad, dishonest, artificial, and superficial resigned world, consider the following comments made by two such individuals. Stefan, the founder of WTM Austria, who said, "I thought I was living amongst aliens who had invaded the earth." And Roz, the founder of WTM UK, who similarly thought she must be an alien, because they were both so bewildered by and, as a result, relatively inoperable in the resigned world. So it's very clear from the words of these two extraordinarily denial-free, truthful, effective-thinking prophets, Daniel and Christ, that the unresigned have an exceptionally important role to play in leading humanity home, which basically means supporting the arrival of the truth about the human condition, while all those who are resigned are still struggling to overcome the death effect and are basically stuck in Plato's cave of denial. Read more about the death effect in The Great Guilt That Causes the Death Effect and see video or essay 11 for explanation of Plato's cave analogy. Unresigned ships at sea have to initiate support for the truth about the human condition. That is their role, their job, their task, their responsibility now. The big problem, however, for unresigned ships at sea is that they don't realise how deaf almost everyone else is to this information, and therefore how rare they are. That is the big shock for ships at sea, just how hard it is to get anybody else to hear this information that they find so easy to hear. And the effect of not appreciating how rare they are is that they don't see anything particularly wrong with pocketing the win. Pocketing the win being to use their ability to finally understand the world, which this information gives them, to enable them to be exceptionally operational and successful in the world around them. Pocketing the win for male ships at sea has been especially tempting because, as paragraph 769 to 770 of Freedom explain, men are more egocentric and, as I will explain shortly, almost all ships at sea are still variously insecure and therefore needing to egocentrically validate their self-worth. And so for male ships at sea to suddenly discover how operational they can be now, that they have this amazing insight into the world and are no longer bewildered and victimized by it, building up an ego castle for themselves is extremely tempting. But, as explained, that's the opposite of what they're supposed to do. They are supposed to lead the way in supporting this information, not go off and exploit its insights to make themselves into an old-world operational winner. Read further analysis in The Shock of Change That Understanding the Human Condition Brings. At this point in this essay, two drawings by Jeremy are included. The left-hand drawing illustrates the wrong response for a ship at sea who has the information in one hand, but in the other is tightly grasping a trophy whilst wearing an egocentric crown. The caption reads, "Wrong response. Pocket the win, exploit its insights to make themselves into an old-world operational winner." The right-hand drawing illustrates the right response and shows an excited, happy and free person with the caption, "Right response, lead the way in supporting this information." If ships at sea appreciated just how rare they are, and from that awareness realised where their responsibility actually lies, they wouldn't be so tempted to pocket the win. But that's the trap and the problem. Ships at sea don't realise that almost everyone else finds it extremely hard to hear this information at first. That while ships at sea can typically read one of my books straight away, sometimes in just one night, resigned people initially struggle to read just one page. And as I said, the discovery of how deaf everyone else is to this information comes as a complete shock to them. I might mention here that if you are straight away able to read one of my books with ease, you are very probably a ship at sea. The only other people who don't suffer from the deaf effect and can read my books with ease are rare individuals who, through having experienced an extreme trauma, such as a mother who lost her young son when he was hit by a car while riding his tricycle, or individuals who experienced extremely hurtful upbringings, have their ability to maintain a well-constructed blockout of the issue of the human condition shattered. And through this shattered defense, they can access the analysis of the human condition in my books. The psychiatrist R.D. Lang was describing the shattered defense access to the truth of someone with an extremely hurt upbringing when he wrote that the cracked mind of the schizophrenic may let in light which does not enter the intact mind of many sane people whose minds are closed. You can read about the shattered defense mind in paragraphs 998 to 999 of Freedom, and also in paragraph 1187 of Freedom. You can read about the danger for those who are extremely psychotic of immersing themselves too deeply in the all-exposing truth about the human condition in my books. This problem of ships at sea pocketing the win is very serious for this project of bringing understanding to the human condition and saving the world. Because the reality is that no matter how we present this information, and we are committing all the time, effort, and resources we can to marketing it, almost the only people who can hear it, in the initial stage of this project especially, are ships at sea. That's just the reality. As Plato said about the resigned cave prisoner, he wouldn't be able to see a single one of the things he was now told were real. Certainly not at first. Because he would need to grow accustomed to the light before he could see things in the world outside the cave. There is another very serious dimension to this problem that many ships at sea have of wanting to pocket the win now that they understand the resigned world and are suddenly empowered and operational within it, that also needs to be explained here. Degrees of innocence naturally vary amongst ships at sea, with the more innocent finding it the easiest to avoid resignation to living in denial of the human condition, because they have less upset within them to have to confront. However, since those who were exceptionally well nurtured in their upbringing and thus sound and secure enough to not need to resign have been extremely rare, the question this raises is how did those ships at sea who were not innocent enough to avoid resignation manage to do so? The answer is that on approaching the point where they should resign when they were about 14 or 15 years old, see Freedom Essay 30, they realised there was an opportunity to resist resigning and make themselves feel good for having done so. Basically, they realised they could counter the agony of confronting the human condition by focusing on the win of having held out against resignation. They made themselves feel they were more sound and secure than those who did resign and became artificial, superficial, soul-dead people. They, as we described such self-deception, sided with the angels. They deluded themselves. They are sound and secure innocents. Again, the reality is that while there is a spectrum of degrees of innocence amongst those who should have resigned but chose to side with the angels, almost none are innocent angels. They are almost all variously corrupted or upset. Indeed, while many ships at sea who were able to resist resigning when they should have resigned were relatively innocent and didn't have a great deal of upset to have to confront, we have over the years seen quite a number of ships at sea whose upbringing wasn't at all ideal, but who, because of various circumstances, decided to side with the angels and avoid resignation. One such example was a man who had built up such a deep hatred and defiance of the mean and, for him, brutally oppressive world of resigned adults, that when, during adolescence, he was faced with having to cave in and become part of that horrid world himself, he steadfastly refused. Having been so oppressed as a child, his need for reinforcement as an adult has been enormous, making him an extremely egocentric power addict. See Chapter 8.16d of Freedom. So avoiding resignation certainly doesn't prove you are free of upset, sound, and secure angel. And I should emphasise that upset, or lack of innocence, is now able to be understood as not a bad or inferior state, but in fact an immensely meritorious, heroic state. And further, that the new transformed life force way of living completely obsoletes all the old upset ways of living, even obsoleting any need for recognition and description of them. We get the truth up and then we all move on to the redeemed and reconciled transformed new world. See video or essay 5 and Freedom Essay 15. The huge problem that those who managed to avoid resignation by siding with the angels posed to this project is that having variously deluded themselves they are exceptionally secure and sound, and me telling them they are unresigned only reinforces the win they're getting from being a ship at sea, they are amongst the least able to admit they are insecure and egocentric and thus unsound, ineffective thinkers. And as a result of that delusion, they are amongst the least prepared to take leadership from the WTM. Deferring to the WTM would require them letting go of the strategy they have been living off of occupying the moral high ground because they are supposedly exceptionally sound, unresigned people. So ships at sea, those who avoided resignation and as a result can easily hear and access the truthful understanding of the human condition, are extremely rare. And as a result, do have the responsibility of leading humanity home. But almost all of them are people who are, in fact, not free of upset and the insecure egocentricity it creates, and therefore shouldn't back themselves and think they don't need to defer to the WTM. Indeed, the truth for almost all ships at sea is that what they really need to do is take up the transform way of living, see video or essay 5 and Freedom Essay 15, because that is what will end their dangerous, egocentric condition. The danger is that the ships at sea, who can so easily hear this information, can be sorely tempted to avoid contacting us and getting involved, and instead go on deluding themselves they are exceptionally sound and secure and able self-managers, and now doubly able because they can finally understand the resigned world, even justifying their avoidance of the WTM by saying, look, I still need to verify that the information is true, and I've got all sorts of old-world attachments and responsibilities. I have to integrate with my interest in this before I get involved. And I want to have my own ego castle and not have to get caught up in and have to be deferential to Jeremy's ego castle. And an extension of this excuse, which is that I know better than Jeremy what everyone in the WTM should be doing. Basically, I want to do things in the world my way, not the WTM's way. Which is all rubbish, because being able to hear the information so easily, they can readily assess and therefore know the information is all true. And as for their old world attachment, there's always a way to look after those responsibilities, including old world careers, while developing their interest in and support of the WTM. In the case of the founders of WTM centres, the Sydney Centre offers an abundance of material and support for centres, so there is little for a centre founder to do if their time is limited. And as for not wanting to have to be deferential to Jeremy's ego castle, that's a classic projection of their egocentric state, because I couldn't have found any of these answers about the human condition if I was operating from a self-promoting, insecure, messed up, can't see what's true and right, I need to get a win out of this, driven by a false god, egocentric position. Basically, there is no justification for the argument that getting involved with the WTM compromises a person's life. That is just the opposite of the truth. And ships at sea actually know that's true. They know how sound this information is because it saved their life, and therefore they know how sound its source must be. It's just that they are trying to find an excuse to allow them to go on building their own ego castle. I am not driven by or interested in or thinking about building an ego castle. There is no evidence for me being egocentric anywhere, and all the evidence they could ever want that I'm not. I should mention here that when a spouse struggles to cope with their partner's appreciation and support of this critically important information, what helps the spouse the most is the change they see in their partner of him or her having become so calm, centered, and strong from finally being able to understand the human condition, because that secure strength provides the spouse with the authoritative leadership they need to become at least tolerant, if not also appreciative and supportive. And our experience is that those spouses often end up being amongst our best supporters. Of course, this change that the information brings is how all our supporters attract the support of others. This information that finally explains the human condition is true, important, and powerful. So it is genuinely rehabilitating and aligning, which is so very different to the artificial reinforcement people derive from answerless, dogma-based, human condition-avoiding, pseudo-idealistic, New Age or politically correct or religious movements. See Freedom Essay 35. Which necessarily means their followers are living off the transparent, fragile, doesn't really convince anyone delusion that they have become sound and secure. Please note, Freedom Essay 35 is such a significant essay it has been produced as the standalone booklet titled Death by Dogma, the biological reason why the left is leading us to extinction and the solution, which is freely available on our homepage as one of the WTM's 6 key books. Every time we encounter this problem of ships at sea pocketing the win, we can easily see through all the excuses and can also easily see the real issue of their preference to build themselves an ego castle. And how extremely familiar we are with the various responses is evidenced by the epithets we have come up with for them over the years. Of deaf effect, ships at sea, pocketing the win, shattered defence, power addict, siding with the angels, pseudo-idealist, and ego castle building. Basically, we get so disappointed we regularly end up saying, well, we just have to wait for the old world to begin to completely fall apart, because only then will they realize that in the WTM, they have the only thing that can save the world and that they'd better support it quick smart. But the problem with that scenario is their help could come too late. See Freedom Essay 55, Endgame for the Human Race. Hence the need for this document and the following drawing I have done to illustrate the problem. Jeremy's drawing shows a ship at sea atop their ego castle. Leaning over the edge and pulling up the truthful answers this information provides, whilst in the background, the world self-destructs into ruin. The ship at sea is calling out, pass me up some more answers. All that ships at sea who are withholding their support have to do is imagine how much their support would boost the profile of our project. Because then they will see how much damage they are doing by not getting involved and helping us. That the WTM still struggles to gain widespread appreciation and acceptance is because ships at sea are pocketing the win. Basically, their blindness to how important they are to this project, and thus the world, and their selfishness, is condemning humanity to extinction. Of course, everything that has been said in this document also applies to any resigned person who has been able to overcome the deaf effect and hear this information. They too must obviously get involved with and help the WTM. And if the ships at sea do their job and initiate support of the WTM, there will begin to emerge more resigned supporters of the WTM because they need the extra encouragement from people who have been able to access and appreciate these understandings if they are to persevere and grow accustomed to the light, as Plato said. The path for everyone, once they can access this information, is to help the work of the WTM and, on the personal front, to learn about and progress towards becoming transformed. So please, ships at sea, it is absolutely critical on behalf of the human race, do not fall for the pocketing the win obscenity, and instead get involved with the WTM and help us save the world, because you are very rare and have an extraordinary responsibility to get support of this understanding of the human condition underway. To the question, what does getting involved entail? Just contact us, tell us about yourself, when and how you came across this understanding of the human condition and your particular experience with it and appreciation of it, etc., etc. Then someone from the WTM will reply and tell you about what's been happening at the WTM and offer you what interaction and support we can. Subscribing to our mailing list is another important step. As a subscriber, you'll be notified of free, interactive, live events with myself and others that are hosted on our website and on Facebook that you can watch and even participate in. Each week, you will also receive a Freedom Essay as part of the series that covers the main subjects in Freedom, providing you with an easy way to learn about these ideas and their ability to transform every human and thus the world. We also encourage you to participate in the interactive activity on our website and in our Facebook group. You should also become a WTM member and benefit from that involvement by participating in WTM discussions about the transformed life force way of living and learning about initiatives to support this project, including in your part of the world. Basically, there is a completely new, awesomely exciting world on offer now for you to become involved in. Yes, there is a whole world out there living in human condition stricken ignorance, confusion and horror that we have to get these relieving and transforming understandings to. We have the means to fix the world, so let's do it. Let's go. To quote from paragraph 1166 of Freedom, the excitement and relief of being effectively free of the human condition, the joy and happiness of being liberated from the burden of our insecurities, self-preoccupations, and devious strategizing, the awesome meaning and power of finally being genuinely aligned with the truth and actually participating in the magic true world, the wonderful empathy and equality of goodness and fellowship that understanding of the human condition now allows us to feel for our fellow humans, the freedom now to effectively focus on repairing the world, and, above all, the radiant aliveness from the optimism that comes with knowing our species' march through hell has finally ended, and that a human condition-free new world is coming, can now transform every human and thus the world. And, by the way, you will never be asked for money. That has never happened in all the years since the WTM was formed in 1983. The more people appreciate and love these understandings, the more they naturally want to become involved in the WTM and help in whatever way they can, because there is absolutely nothing else in the world that can make a difference. So, all our efforts at the WTM are focused on presenting the understandings more and more clearly, and to providing better and better support structures for building the fabulous human condition resolved new world. The understandings are what lead to people's support, not any request or dictation by us. Humans need understanding for their mind, not imposed control. This is the end of imposed management and the beginning of being able to understand and self-manage. It is the realization of the ultimate dream for conscious humans of being able to effectively self-adjust. Just follow the understandings, which, as this essay points out, logically lead to your support of the WTM, not to pocketing the win. Staying in the old, egocentric power, fame, fortune, and glory way of validating yourself is completely obsoleted. It is a totally dead way of living compared to the awesomely exciting transform world on offer for every human now. We, and a future for the human race, desperately need and utterly look forward to you contacting us. The following is Tony Gowing's edition, which was written in 2018 after Jeremy wrote the above. Absolutely yes, the two problems we have to overcome if we are to get these understandings to the world and save humanity are the deaf effect in the resigned mind and the temptation of ships at sea to pocket the win. As someone who has come from the resigned deaf world, what I would like to share is just how incredibly exciting being involved is. What this project especially needs during this early, very difficult pioneer stage we are going through is momentum. And what I want to say is that this momentum will come easily from the excitement and fellowship that comes from being involved. You currently might be feeling relieved and happy to know about this information, but that isn't the best part, not by a long shot. The best part is participating in fixing up the world and building your understanding and appreciation of the new world and of our soul's world of integrative meaning. See Freedom Essay 23. The old pre-human condition understood world that we come from is so dead that we have almost no ability to appreciate the spectacular wonder of the transformed new world. And so, until you come and participate in the new world and start to talk about it and hear about it and build it into your life properly in a totally new world way, you can't know how good this new world is. And anybody can become involved and participate. And everybody should, no matter who you are, what your situation is, or where you live. Honestly, if you know this information solves the human condition, then you should be participating in the new world at every chance you have. Momentum is so easy to build. It simply requires new people who have discovered these understandings to take time out of their old world week to participate and grow the new world inside themselves and in others. To create that momentum that will break the world free of the old dead power, fame, fortune, and glory-seeking world, All those of you who have discovered these understandings need to do is to turn up, make the effort to commit to building your appreciation of the new world. Over the nearly 40 years that the WTM has existed, we have time and time again seen people who can hear this information and know how wonderful it is not put aside some time to be involved and participate in WTM activities. If every single new person who can hear this information puts aside the old dead world for at least 1 hour a week for the rest of their lives, the new world would sweep the planet in a few months. And for that to happen, all everyone who can hear these understandings need to do is remind themselves that enough is enough. 2 million years of human condition afflicted hell is enough for this planet and for the human race. We can each bring more love to the human situation than we could ever imagine possible simply by participating, such as by attending online meetings. And you don't have to say anything in these meetings. You don't even need to show your face. But you do need to listen and witness for yourself the wonder of the transformation of individuals and hear people talking about the transformation of the world. And, once again, it has to be emphasized that having understood this information, you know full well that this is not another pseudo-idealistic, New Age, politically correct, or religious false start to a new world for humans, but the real human condition understood start to that dreamed of life. This is the real deal, absolutely the most exciting time for a human to exist on this planet. And while it can be difficult making the break from the old habituated life we've been living, all you need to do is make a tiny start. You will not regret it, and every human born from the day you decide to become involved will go down on their knees every day and thank you for helping to bring this peaceful, loving, compassionate, and suffering-ending world into being. Here ends Jeremy Griffith's essay. You've been listening to Freedom Essay 60, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. To learn more about a topic that was raised in this podcast, please go to the written version of the essay because it includes references to other relevant freedom essays, as well as the sources of any quotes used. As mentioned, you can read more about the deaf effect in The Great Guilt That Causes the Deaf Effect and video or essay 11. You can also read more about the shock of change that inevitably occurs in the transformation from having to depend on our now obsoleted artificial forms of reinforcement to living free of them, in The Shock of Change That Understanding the Human Condition Brings. Finally, read more about the all-exciting transformed life force way of living in Freedom Essays 5 and 15. These essays were created in 2017 and 2021 by Jeremy Griffith, Damon Isherwood, Fiona Cullen-Ward and Bronnie Fitzgerald at the Sydney WTM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.